This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Six, almost seven after the hour here on the DJD program. I'm Doug Steffen along with my pals Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. Jennifer has been hobnobbing with the big time boppers at Mar-a-Lago last couple of days. We haven't seen any pictures. Did she go for a ride in a boat and maybe fall off? I haven't seen anything from her. She usually sends all kinds of pictures and stuff, right? Nothing.
So yeah, I haven't seen anything.
Embargoed until 5.
Oh, did they take your phones
five.
When you go?
Yeah,
you've been there, Doug.
No, they didn't take my phone when I went there. The only thing, I continue to laugh about the story. Trump comes out, and when I had lunch at Mar-a-Lago, which was last January, if I'm not mistaken, maybe it was earlier than that, I went down with a friend of mine who belongs to Mar-a-Lago, and we went in, and she ordered a lunch for us, and there were four or five other tables that are in. It's a small, little, intimate restaurant, and it's very elegant. It's like, it's almost like an old hotel. It's it was the Marjorie Merriweather Post's, the Post magazine newspaper Fortunes, built this thing, and it's very ornate, let's put it that way. It's very Trumpy. It's not gold, but there's lots of ornateness to it. And so we're out on the patio having lunch, and Trump comes by, and everybody, oh, and all the women scream, "We love you, Donald!" And so he comes over, and that's all it takes to get him to come wandering over. And a friend of mine and I were eating a crab sandwich, I think, or something. And so he looks at it, looks at us, looks at me, and says, "How's your sandwich?" That was it. So, but anyway, so she'll have fun. She loves him, and she'll have a good time. So, and I'm sure that one of the discussion topics will be what's going on with Roe v. Wade and how everybody slams down on that one way or the other. And I don't really, I feel not to talk about it much. The thing, because there's nothing to be gained. It's just a big ruse. No matter what happens, all it does is further divide us, and we ought not to be thinking about division. We ought to be thinking about getting together. What do you really feel in your heart? When you think about things like this, you just say, "I'm right and you're wrong, and they deserve whatever they get because they don't agree with me," that kind of stuff. If you think like that, you're part of the problem. In my estimation, we all have ways of describing how we feel, and we ought to be entitled, hopefully, although there have been circumstances and times when I have said things on the air that have cost me the affiliation of the station because they didn't like what I said. So there's really, there is more and more all the time a separation from the reality of, especially in the business that I'm in, being able to speak your piece. Freedom of speech, as they call it, become a big debate because of what's going on in social media. But more so here, I've gotten thrown off of stations because I said what I felt about things, issues like John Deere tractors and how difficult they are to maintain now and how bad or difficult it is to just deal with John Deere. And then I've had people who are upset with me because I say what I do about Monsanto. I've had people, what I've said about Jesus, or, you know, you name it. And instead of understanding that the heart and soul of talk radio is when the management of the station gets a phone call and says, "I was listening to your station and I don't like this guy." Well, all you want to hear, if you're really a good manager, is, "I was listening to your station." That's where they call. That's all they need to know. "I'm listening to your station. Great. Thank you very much for listening. Call me again." "I'm never going to listen again." And then the same guy calls tomorrow, says, "I'm never listening." You know, that sort of thing. That's great. But when they say, you've got to, like one day when I said something about Jesus, I don't even remember what it was. Whatever it was, the truth. It was about Mary Magdalene, I think. And the guy running the station called me and said, "I got 25 calls this morning. People are upset with you." I said, "Geez, that's great. All those people listening." He said, "No, I don't want to take any calls. So I'm taking you off." Well, you know, that's really the antithesis of what America is all about. At least in my mind, it is. You want me to believe the way you do? I may not do that. Does that mean I'm a bad guy or I should be off the air? Get that guy off the air. I hear that sort of thing all the time. It goes no place. So anyway, but there's not much to be gained in my mind to talk about with Roe v. Wade, because it's all been said 100, 1,000, 10,000, 1 million times the same thing has been said. Other than the fact that it looks like Gorsuch and what's his face here, a couple of weenies, you know, wait and see what the vote is like. Meanwhile, in terms of the things that are really important, and I'm not discounting the fact this is important for women and men and their bodies, but there's nothing new here. So let's talk about something where there is some movement. What's going on with Russia and Ukraine? There's a poll out today that suggests that most Americans support the administration's policies in Ukraine. 76% of the people that were surveyed by ABC believe the U.S. ought to provide more humanitarian support to the Ukrainians. 67%, two-thirds, support increasing economic sanctions. 55% believe the U.S. should provide military support. That's interesting. 72% oppose the U.S. taking direct military action, though.
Yeah, it 42%. Seems like everyone can agree on that. Everyone can agree up to the point of, oh, okay, sending we don't want troops on the ground, and we don't, and the nuclear war threat. That seems to be where, you know, everyone kind of comes together. Yeah.
Yes. Right. Yep. Yeah. And anyway, the broad support for sanctions continues, but then they think about it. On second thought, look at what I'm paying for food. Look at what I'm paying for gasoline. Look at what I'm paying. And I've said this a couple of times this past week. It is not sustainable. The economy cannot handle $5 gasoline, which is where it's headed, and $7 diesel fuel. Can't handle it. Home heating, people who heat their hot water, even if the weather's getting warmer, you're going to pay almost twice to heat that water this summer than you did last year. Is the economy of people's pocketbooks, can you sustain that? Well, up to the pandemic, lots of people spend a lot of money to go on trips and have a good time because they've been cooped up. Now you're going to get cooped up again. Because the economy, and I'm wondering what the airline industry is going to do, because they basically, diesel fuel is what propels the plane. Jet fuel is diesel fuel. Heating oil, same thing.
Flights are so expensive right now.
Awful.
Yeah. I thought it was odd. On our flight back from Vegas last night, or yesterday afternoon, back to New Jersey, to Newark, the pilot came on and said, well, here's some trivia about, then he talked about how the plane was 11 years old and they bought it from Boeing for whatever the price was. And then he said, this flight alone costs $13,000 for the fuel. I guess maybe this is their way of justifying why it's expensive. They're making the pilots tell everybody how much everything is costing them.
I would
them.
Think that was probably not what they... I would think they didn't make the pilot. Some pilots are chattier than others, and you know that's not something that you would normally hear in the routine.
I've never heard a pilot say how much fuel, what it was costing. I've never heard that before.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. It's not the usual bill of fare, and the only reason I said that is because I don't know that they're being told. They have a certain amount of latitude. Some are chattier than others. Yeah. They're supposed to, when you take off, there's three things the pilot's supposed to do. On the ground, they tell you, welcome, yada, yada, it's going to take us 4 hours to fly at 585 miles an hour, and yada, yada, yada. Okay, and then they say that the flight attendants are their captain's representatives, do what they say or we'll throw you off the plane. That's the first. And then they get up in the air and they talk more about these are the rules. All the airlines do the same thing. Three speeches, that's the norm. If you want to talk more than that, I've had plenty of pilots. You fly over the Rockies, look out the right, and you can see the Grand Canyon. Look out the left, you can see Mount something or other. You know, those are the good, they're communicating with people, and it's kind of fun to have those, to hear what's going on. But the third requirement is before they land, hope you've had a nice flight, enjoy flying an American. We'll be landing in 30 minutes.
We were flying United, and they should have apologized for a 5.5-hour flight where they just basically give everyone one cracker. So that they should.
It took you 5.5 hours to get from Vegas to Newark?
Well, it was 5 hours on the way back, but it's 5 hours and 20 minutes from Newark to Vegas.
Really? It didn't take that long to get from Boston to Los Angeles. They must have gone via Canada.
That's what it says on the ticket. It was 5 hours on the way back.
Yeah. Was it 737?
Yeah, 737-800.
Yeah, okay. So those planes usually go about 540 miles an hour, betting to save fuel. Now, that may be why they're taking more time. If they go slower, uses less fuel. Mm-hmm. That could add to the flight time. That does make sense. Anyway, so think about where you are on the Russian thing. There was one more piece to this. 80% said they're concerned about the use of nuclear weapons. And there about the same number of people said they were concerned that perhaps the war would expand to other European countries. I think that Putin is near his last breath. I don't think there's anybody there who's crazy enough or who is has the stomach to keep this going once he's gone. And I think he's on his way out. I think he knew he was on his way out. This is just me sort of reaching for the stars to come up with an excuse for this. He was suicidal, and this is he knows that he's at the end. He knew how sick he was. I mean, he would normally, if you're conducting war like this and you can push off an operation for something that ails you, then you do it. In this circumstance, he couldn't because he's very, very sick. So whatever it is that's motivating him to do this, his legacy is destroyed. The country is in shambles. The world has basically shunned Russia. And, you know, even though the Chinese are trying to prop him up, the world has turned on Russia, as well it ought to.
Well, it also makes sense. You know, we've all seen the images of Putin sitting at a table that looks like it's 50 feet long and no one's around him except, mm-hmm. you know, whoever he's talking to is at the other end of the table. Well, if he's mm-hmm. immunocompromised from having cancer, then that makes sense why he's still being kind of like freakish about COVID, because yeah. he doesn't want anybody around him. He's already, you know, his system is already weak.
Yeah. Well, and have we figured out if there's any truth to the rumors that this was all supposed to happen in 2020 and the pandemic actually halted it?
Those rumors are going around.
I've certainly heard that a lot. Yeah,
but I don't know how much truth is behind that.
Yeah. Mm. Well, his dreams, obviously, sort of reminds me of a Disney movie. What is it? A dream is a wish your heart makes, or something like that. He's been dreaming of doing this because he's so delusional. He thought he could put back together, single-handedly, in a sense, the old USSR. The guy is delusional because he's probably on so many medications that his mind is completely mush. 18 past the hour.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave marin, revient de guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
Croissance for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms and conditions.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get...
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
'23 and change at the hour. This is the DJV program, an extension of the Kardashian network, it would seem. When it comes to trending things, you can't escape any of the Kardashians. I think every day this week we've had some kind of Kim.
There's just so many of them, and they have so many business ventures, and always something going on.
So the Met Gala has been on people's minds this week. Looks like Kim shut down the red carpet because she was wearing Marilyn Monroe's dress. It was actually the dress.
I didn't realize that was the dress. I saw headlines, that she was channeling Marilyn Monroe. And then when I looked into this, I was like, oh, my God, she's actually wearing the dress.
Yeah. And so that got lots and lots and lots of attention.
She was the final celebrity to walk it, so she actually closed the red carpet as the last celebrity to enter the annual fashion benefit.
She had to lose 16 pounds to fit into the dress?
Yes, yeah. It's kind of fascinating how the dress even made it to her. So it was at Ripley's, believe it or not. They had purchased the dress 2016 for $4.8 million, plus then the auction fees and all that. So, and then plus the auction fees. So the dress actually costs more than $5 million, and that's one of the things that the museum has it as the most expensive dress in the world. It had, the dress had bodyguards. It flew to Kim K's house on a private jet. She had to wear gloves to try it on. Then during the event, she only wore it on the red carpet. As soon as the red carpet was done, she took it off. She put on a replica of the dress, and she had a security member that was not her security team. It was part of the dress who had the white gloves and everything. She usually wears a lot of body makeup. She did not wear any body makeup.
I thought she looked pale. I guess she skipped the spray tan, but now it makes sense because you can't have body makeup on and, and ruin the dress.
Yeah,
for those who don't remember, when Marilyn Monroe sang to JFK the Mr. President Happy Birthday song, this was the dress she was wearing that originally cost $12,000.
This was in 1962 when she did this. So do you remember seeing it on the news that night, Doug?
I do remember seeing it. Black and white. Yeah, I remember seeing it. I remember actually the camera, it was sort of taboo to take pictures of the first ladies whenever they were awkward. Like, you never saw Jackie Kennedy smoking, even though she smoked like a chimney. And there were never any, there weren't video pictures of her when Marilyn Monroe was singing to him, but there were still pictures that were taken. The look on her face, if she could have gotten a hold of Marilyn Monroe, she would have strangled her. And you can see that. I mean, it was kind of poorly, you know, how much the up yours to Jackie.
Basically, of course.
That's the message, you know.
Yeah.
Here he is taking his slices with Marilyn Monroe, and she's singing, and everybody knows it. Everybody knows it.
But so the thing else? About the dress that's so interesting, too, is for Kim to have to lose 16 pounds. Kim is, I've interviewed Kim Kardashian. She is tiny. She looks like she's all curves, but in person, she's so much tinier than you can imagine. And Marilyn Monroe was a lot smaller than people think.
Yeah.
You know, people say, oh, she was a size 14. Well, vanity sizing has kicked in the fashion industry since then. So if she was the equivalent, she'd probably be wearing a 6. So she was probably wearing a size 6. And I guess for Kim, she thought maybe the dress might even be a little too big for her. And then she said she cried and lost 16 pounds to fit into it.
Pretty interesting. The Met Gala, who showed up, something to talk about a little bit, because it was quite a star-studded cast, as I guess it usually is. 28 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pryde.
Comedian Dave Chappelle was attacked during a show in Los Angeles, California Tuesday night after a man reportedly jumped on stage and attempted to tackle the comedian.
Whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up in a sheriff's hat.
Dave is fine. The alleged attacker was injured after roughly a dozen people attacked the attacker. The unidentified man was carried away in an ambulance. Author J.D. Vance won his Republican nomination for Senate in Ohio overnight after he soared to the lead when former President Trump endorsed him.
Good times and bad. When things were rough, when things were good, we didn't have leaks in this campaign. We didn't have people stabbing each other in the back. We were a team, and we will be a team all the way to November.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Transitory means not permanent, the Biden administration's word for describing inflation as it attacks the American dream. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen.
We've had several months of high inflation that most economists, including me, believe will be transitory.
Economists call all these things transitory effects.
We know that costs are too high. Inflation, which the Federal Reserve has purview over, still projects that it will moderate by the end of the year.
Senator Ron Johnson, the Republican from Wisconsin on Newsmax overnight, says the way the country is being run right now is how a country gets destroyed from within.
We are now witnessing what the fundamental transformation of America looks like. It's open borders, it's 40-year high inflation, it's record gasoline prices, it's rising crime. You know, basically, when the Democrats say they want to fundamentally transform America, they are fundamentally destroying it, and now that includes the Supreme Court. I mean, it's tragic to watch this, and as Senator Thune said, they have to be stopped. They have to be stopped in November.
Senator Johnson adds his comments on the Supreme Court draft leak.
This will take this very divisive issue, this profound social issue, out of the hands of just nine unelected officials and put it back in the court of public opinion, in our democracy, where each individual state will decide this for themselves.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Everybody's going to eventually get Omicron in some way. Either you're going to know it or not. But before Omicron goes away, just about every person, and the former head of the FDA said this before testimony in front of Congress in the last several days, everybody in the country is going to get Omicron, whether they know it or not.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Spot one. We are the leaders in the fight against truth decay, the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Jennifer's off hobnobbing with the folks in Mar-a-Lago for a couple of days. Victoria's back from her trip to see Gaga, and Jay and I have been holding down the fort. So we're back at it. The idea of the serious internal disarray at the Supreme Court pretty much marks what is going on everywhere in our government and in our country. And I'm frustrated with this because I don't know. I'd like to think that there's something we could all do to fix the problem, but I don't know what to do because there's so much rancor, so much anger. I was looking at some people are so excited. Isn't this great? You know, the Bible thumpers think that this is the solution to all the problems in the world. When in fact, if abortion is made, quote-unquote, illegal, continues. There are all kinds of abortion pills around that you can buy. Where do you get them at the
They're becoming harder to come by. depending on what state, because depending on what state you live in, it's not always accessible. And and a lot of states are catching on, a lot of anti-abortion states are catching on and writing legislation to make abortion pills illegal. So there are a lot of grassroots groups that are trying to make sure that women still have access to safe abortions in, you know, in these red states that are just eliminating abortion every week, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. But the real bottom line here is, for those who listen with one ear and get themselves all worked up about this, did you hear what he said? If you didn't hear what I said, I will make it very clear. I do not approve of abortion, and if I were ever, unfortunately I've never been in the situation where I was with somebody who happened to get pregnant because of some kind of relationship with me, I would encourage and help and hope that the baby is brought to term and put up for adoption. That's my personal feeling. Now, when it comes to what you should be able to tell me or somebody I'm with what to do, that's where I draw the line. It's none of your business what goes on between me and somebody else and what they decide to do as a result of this. You can say all of this stuff about, well, it's against God's law and it's against this law and the right of decency and all that other stuff. That may be your feeling, and I'm not going to it's not up to me or you to disagree with somebody else's point of view. And then if you do, you can disagree, but to further disguise your own anger by, you know, taking action. People are, some of the things that women are saying and men are saying, some of the signs that are being held up, some of the rallies already that have taken place, just are disgusting on both sides. So that's my read. You can read it the way you want, but if you yell and scream and try to shut me down, and then you're the problem. I'm not the problem. You're the problem if you don't want to let people say what they think. And the other problem is, frankly, that the people who are, and that's why I don't want to have a lot of discussion about this, because you don't really know really, really what the final vote is going to be, because the final vote really hasn't been taken yet. So you let it play out for a while and see, you know, the two who promised to leave.
I think it's pretty obvious, though.
Roe v. Wade. Well, I don't know that it
the
is,
court,
Victoria.
And I'm not, it, from everything I've read, it's obvious where it's going.
That.
Because it's there. We know what the court number, you know, what the numbers are of conservative versus liberal judges. We know they have
but
the numbers.
But we don't know that they aren't going to be influenced. That's the problem with the system and why it's in so much disarray, because these guys are more politicians than they are legalists, if you will, or jurists. They go where the wind goes. And so that's why I think rather than get all worked up about it, you just wait and you wait and see.
Well, and it's difficult because you have states that have trigger laws that are already kind of getting things situated. And
13 states will automatically trigger those laws to make abortion illegal if this happens on the federal level. So, it has so many implications. And the other thing, too, that people don't realize, that Roe v. Wade is not just about abortion. It's about medical privacy. And so it just, you know, there are a lot of things that are under the broad umbrella of Roe v. Wade that could change and that most likely will. And it's a much larger issue than just, you know, women wanting to have the choice of their own bodies.
Country, which is already supremely divided. I thought it was interesting. Anna Navarro, who's the Republican on The View, said on the air that Republicans who have mistresses that get pregnant, they'll regret voting for this. I thought that was interesting.
No, they won't, because they have plenty of money to make sure that a doctor will take care of it.
Well,
I don't know that
Republicans are the same. I think that's a wild statement.
My statement, though, is exactly how I feel, and it's men in power. It doesn't mean that you're just a Republican, but it's any man with money, any woman with money. This is a financial issue. This is anybody with money and access to medical care. Abortions are still going to happen. They always have happened. It's women who are marginalized and who can't afford to travel to another state or can't afford to take off from work. Those are the women who are going to be affected. And those are the babies who come into this country. And then the Republicans say, well, you know, they're all about carrying a fetus to full term. But then what happens when the mother can't support the child? Then they don't want to support a child either. Well, we don't want to support somebody else's kid. Okay, well, you can't have it both ways. That's the big argument.
They'll try to have it both ways. All right. Meanwhile, back at the situation that we find ourselves in in terms of what's happening here that affects a lot of people. 4.5 million people quit their jobs last month. I find this to be astounding. The number of job openings in the U.S. higher, more than that. So did they quit their jobs to go somewhere else? That's the thing.
Yeah.
They're taking advantage of the increases in pay, so they move from one job to another to get higher wages. 11.5 million people have changed jobs this year. That many job openings, people changing jobs. There's two job openings for every person who's not employed. So why do we have anybody unemployed? What are we still paying?
Depends on what
people?
what the industry is, though, because you know, like in the media industry, for example, like where we are, my husband's been approached almost every week by a recruiter, but there are thousands of people applying for each one of these jobs, and so that's not the case if you work in retail or they say in durable goods, which is appliances, cars, and trucks, and that kind of manufacturing. There are two job openings for every one person that's unemployed. So it really depends on what industry you're in. Retail workers are they're seeing some of the highest salary increases because they have so many openings in that industry.
Yeah. Well, I think there are always, almost any place you go, no matter what the industry, you see a help wanted sign on the door, or
yeah.
You see, this is why you hear so many ads for the two big recruiters, ZipRecruiter, and what's the other one that we advertise?
Indeed. Yeah.
Advertisement everywhere. We'll get you a job, and you know they'll look at your resume, and yada, yada, yada. But you see, I still think that there are a lot of people who are collecting. I watched Bill Maher, who more and more says things that I agree with. As a kid who grew up as a Republican and probably more identified as an old-time Republican than anything else in my own political beliefs and attitudes, I find Maher, I used to find him to be obnoxious and a jerk. He's still kind of a jerk, but he's been saying things in the last year or two that really make a lot of sense about the radical right and the lunatics on the left. He considers himself to be a Democrat, and he likes to take his shots at the Republicans. But, boy, does he take shots at the Democrats and in general and how they are so out of touch with what reality is. And he can be really – he's pretty good at the barbecue. And so I'm just watching some of the things that he said last Friday, every week he's on, and he's become the guest that he has. I mean, he's always been – that's how he got to be popular – when he was on ABC, and he got to be so starchy that they threw him off, and that's when he went to HBO. But his comments about the parties and the silly things going on in Washington, it's a wake-up call for all of us, I think. What is going on is a wake-up call. You can't fight like we're fighting and expect to survive. You can't. We can't keep fighting over everything. And the fact that people have made, whether they're talk radio hosts or whether they're politicians, are making a lot of money doing this, serving supposedly, you know, where our job is to get an audience and get advertisers results. That's what we're here for. We're here for that purpose. That's why we're here. Anybody who does this for a living who tells you that's not why they're here, oh, we're here to entertain you. You know, it's like American Airlines. Their promotional stuff is, we're here for you. Baloney. Not here for you. I mean, that's the most offensive slogan. We're here for you. I think the slogan is we fly for you or whatever it is. But whatever it is, it's nonsense. They're there because that's their job. And they're getting a paycheck, and you know that's it. So and that's the great thing about advertising. The other side of it, I mean, I remember the slogan. It's like when I remember people say, well, why do you fly American? You don't like them. You always have these things to say. Well, I fly them because I have such status with them, and they fly more flights between Boston and L.A., which is that's what I fly the most. So that's why I, you know, I use them. Do I like them? No. And, you know, the more you see things like, I remember they used to be something special in the air. That was their old slogan, when in fact they were nothing special in the air and haven't been for a long, long time. But I'm saying that because there are plenty of slogans, you know, things that you hear that you can retain. And, you know, thank God for those of us who can do advertising. But does it always you know, hit home. The stuff that I talk about and endorse personally is stuff that I really believe in and that I use. But if it's, you know, regular advertisement, people, I remember getting into a big fight with Walmart because I would say things about them on the air and then there'd be a Walmart commercial. The person that ran the advertising department used to listen to me down in Bentonville, and they called the advertising agent and said, tell Stephanie's got to apologize. And I didn't apologize for something I said about Walmart, and so they pulled all their advertising. And then 2 weeks later, they put Sam's Club on. Yeah, it's that kind of stuff. I think
isn't that the same thing, though? Isn't that doesn't Walmart Sam's Club, own Sam's Club?
Yeah, yeah, right. That's what I'm just saying. They just turned. Oh. They said they're going to get me, and so they got me by taking the Walmart stuff off, but then putting something is basically Walmart back on again. And I think that's listen to messaging. I guess that's what I'm saying when it comes to people. I know people listen and watch. Fox became so popular because it was a place to go to see what you wanted to see. It was a comfort zone. That's how, Roger Ailes was brilliant. He knew that people thought this way, and so he gave them a place to go. And then MSNBC came along, did the same thing. Talk radio, Limbaugh gave people a place to go who had either anger or frustrations, and he did it so well, especially at the beginning with humor. It was pretty dicey humor, but it was fun to listen to, actually. And then all these other guys, they take themselves so seriously. You're not doing us any good. I just don't think that you're doing yourself good because you're making money, and that's swell. We all are supposed to do that and get ratings for the station. But at what point do we realize what we're doing to ourselves? And the Roe v. Wade discussion is just another example. The separation, Trump and all of that stuff. It's not bringing us together. It's not helping us in the legacy department for our children and grandchildren. 48 after the hour.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. Your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, 53 after the hour, time for our pal. It seems like only moments ago we were talking to Warren Eckstein. He's everywhere, including on the radio. The Pet Show airs every weekend around the country. A lot of great radio stations that carry this program. It must mean, Warren, that you and I are compatible. Isn't that sweet? Isn't that wonderful?
It's good to know. It's good to know after all these years that we get along, isn't it?
That's exactly. Okay, the FDA is warning that pet treats... I guess it depends on where they come from, right? Warning letter to Pet Center of Los Angeles. What do you know about this letter and what they're doing or what's the problem with the pet treats that are coming out of there?
Yeah, no, like anything, you know, they have AFCO, which is kind of like the FDA, and they inspect these places. And so I don't know this place specifically. I know a little bit about the story. But the bottom line is that very often when people buy a product, let's say they're buying a specific brand name of a treat or whatever for their dog, they don't realize that they might be made in a factory where they're making 100, 150 other different treats and other different things. That's why... The items I recommend, the food, the treats that I recommend, are manufactured at one location, and that's all they manufacture, is that specific type of food, that specific type of treat. They have a lot more control that way. So it's kind of scary. I think people should really take a close look at what they buy for their pets, read the labels carefully, just like they would for any other member of the family. But it is dangerous out there because you really don't know. This is the company that made those bully sticks, you know, which are basically bull penises and things like that. So I don't know. I'm not a big... That's why you hear me talk about Lucy Pet Food all the time. They have their own plant, their own laboratory, and that's why I'm such a big fan.
And they don't make this kind of stuff either, do they?
Oh, they make treats, absolutely. They don't make bully stuff, but they make treats, absolutely. They have treats for dogs, treats for cats, one called Kitty Lickies.
Chicken breast tenders are among the things to stay away from. Super chews. So they're...
Well, the health conditions is really the main issue. It's not necessarily the product themselves. It's just the conditions.
Animal feces.
But the health conditions are actually going to affect the product because if there's you know rat feces or mice feces around, it's going to get there as well. So you got to be real careful. That's why anytime you buy a product, make sure it's AFCO certified.
Yeah. You can read on there's AFCO a big certified. Shortage. I think we started talking about this, but we didn't get anywhere. And I have a vet that I was talking to about this the other day. The shortage... And the number of qualified vets, we all think that when we think about our dogs or our cats, we think about veterinarians. But somebody like me who's a farmer, I have cows. I can't find a veterinarian. The horse people, there's no big animal veterinarians any place.
You're absolutely right. Even dog and cat veterinarians, there is a shortage. There's long waits. There's shortages for vet techs as well.
Yeah.
I'm real lucky. You know, I have two vets that I work with. One is a major animal hospital. If heaven forbid, I need surgery for my animals. And then I have one vet that comes to my house for shots and stuff. So it kind of works out good for me. But
you and I used to see, you brought me to the guy who's the best. In all of my life, all of the animals I've ever had, there was nobody better than him.
He was a great diagnostician, but I got stories I got to tell you that I found out.
Oh, really?
Uh-oh. Anyway, I wanted to run this by you guys, and I want to see a quick question for you, okay? There's a new study that says 2 out of 3 people, this is for you, Victoria, 2 out of 3 people would say they would love to be their dog for a day.
I would love to be
Because they get treats, they get spoiled, they get to hang out, they get to walk. Wouldn't that be great to be your dog for that?
Sure.
Yeah. Belly rub whenever you want one. Come on.
Clearly Jay is tired. She's like, I just want the naps.
I want those naps.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said that they polled a lot of people, and 65% of pet guardians said they would like to be their dog for a day. They would sleep all day. They would get cozy, relaxed in their favorite spot. They would do zoomies all day long. and actually, it's interesting because 70% of women said they would rather do that, and only 61% of men. So I guess women are more apt to want to be like their dogs than men are.
Speaking of women, here you go. You're going to love this. Cheating wives, or maybe you knew this already, more likely to own a cat than any other pet. Now, who decided, who was it that wanted to do this survey of cheating wives?
This
but number
is a
one on their pet hit parade, number 2, a tropical fish. So look out for women who have fish and female rats and, let's see, cats. Yeah, those are the big ones for...
The study threw me a little bit. The study was done in England, and they don't use the word cat. They use the word moggies. That's what they call cats over there. So the study was done in England, but it was a legitimate study where they found that women that have cats are much more apt to cheat on their husbands or boyfriends or girlfriends, whatever they're cheating on, more than men. It's kind of interesting. It's an interesting study that says that because I've been doing this for a few years, and cat guardians are a little bit different than dog guardians. Maybe that answers some of the question.
Really? Also, in the same survey, women infected with a parasite commonly caught from cats are better looking, according to this. Okay, good for you. 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.